need a boyfriend. I don't need someone telling me, like, what to do with my time. Or
sounds like the big fatty
or lifestyle. How to decorate my house. That was my big concern, y'all. Y'all. Now that we've got Big Fatty on the mind. Y'all.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Y'all. Now that we've got Big Fatty on the mind. Y'all.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1499 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. We've got a buttload of voice letters, and can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, because we hear it. Hello, drippers. Ready? That sounds like you need medical attention. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you may not be drippers, but Big Fatty's nose is a big old dripping machine. Y'all, I forgot to set the alarm clock on hump day morning, and y'all, I woke up. You know, I'd taken some of that Theraflu and went to bed, and y'all, I woke up about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. So I alerted Larry Clive that I was running a little late, and you know, evidently I needed the rest or whatever. and then I went into the coal mine, and I was there, I don't know, until about 11:30, something like that. And I had some work I could do here at the Fat Cave, and I was sneezing my head off and, you know, doing this, you know, making all those noises. And so I just said, you know, I'm going to go home and work from there and, you know, just try to get a little rest maybe this afternoon if I get the work done. And I was able to lay down for about a half hour or so. Y'all, I've been taking the mucus relief and the vitamin C and the echinacea. And I had me another cup of the Theraflu. So, y'all, I'm just kind of drippy right now. Ready? That is just vulgar. But y'all, before I came home to do my work here, y'all, I went to the Bonzies. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, gosh, y'all, do you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we still hear it. Y'all went by the Vons East, and y'all was going to get me a cup of the fried chicken bazooms, but there was a long line waiting. I said, well, I'll just get them on the way out. Y'all, I forgot all about them till I was in the checkout line, and she was already scanning my items, and I thought, well, screw it. Y'all have picked up a little country ham, Big Fatty. I got some sliced turkeys. They had the chicken bazoom cutlets, the real thin ones. They had them on sale. Got some of those. Got me a beef roast. Y'all, you know, I didn't have any damn food here in the Fat Cave because I was gone last week. I got a couple of the Asian solid kits. I got, what else did I get? Some sliced mushrooms. Y'all, they had the good apple snack on sale. Plus, I had a dollar off coupon for that, too. Got some, couple of packages of ground beef. They had the boneless poke ribs on sale. Got a little Parmesan cheese. Y'all, the penny coupon was for the toilet paper. And y'all, I didn't need it. So I just took my coupon out and left it right there, right on top of the toilet paper. Beep, Freddy Volga. And y'all, let's see, what did I spend? And y'all, evidently I didn't look old. You know, I would have thought I looked like death, you know, the way my nose was running and everything. But y'all, I spent $61.86, and I saved $18.12. Yes, Big Freddy!
Jason, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Parker, it's Bacon. Poodle. What is the date today? I was just trying to think if it was somebody's, like, birthday or something that I could, like, use as an excuse to eat cake. Anyway, I'm driving by my old university. Well, it turned into a university, actually, when I was in the middle of going there. So imagine I, like, start college, and I, like, think I'm so cool, and I got on the maroon and gold colors, and everything says Northern State College. And then they change, and then it's like Northern State University. It's like, okay, whatever. No, I'm not going to go buy all new school apparel. Anyway, nonetheless, I'm on my way home. And please, I'm not even sure what the heck I called for, but don't play the rest of this on the show.
Goodbye.
Oh, dear gussy. Big Fatty. Y'all, of course, that was Miss Bacon. And first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear your maroon and gold voice there talking about your universitarium and how you refuse to conform. Big Fatty, if anybody refuses to conform, it's Miss Bacon, unless, of course, conforming means that she calls back. Well, then, in that case, she conformed a lot. Big Fatty!
Bacon.
Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
Calling all pinkies and lovies and glovies and noodles and poodles and oodles and mates and no-nos and squares and boo-boos and sillies and creamies and dingoes.
Oh, Nick, I see. Miss Bacon, there seems to be some sort of a cellular telephonic device. Y'all, I don't know what that was all about. Evidently, she's just repeating nicknames for everybody. But anyway, I have no idea what she was calling to report to all the ding-dos. Maybe she didn't say ding-do, but well, you know, you never know. You never know when you're going to become a ding-do. Ready? You're just silly.
Hello.
Kathy. Bacon. Okay, I'll talk fast. I can't think. Okay. Okay. So we did the ab challenge. We started on September 30th, and now we're on day 19. And it was like relatively painless. Of course, we still have 11 days to go, but we still have 2 or 3 rest days in there. So anyway, we're going to do it again, and we're going to do it so that Thanksgiving Day is a rest day. So no reason to not join us, and we hope you will. Christian made a Facebook page, invited 68 people. Thankfully, we have 8 people in the group, of which 3 or 4 of us are doing it. And you don't have to do it. Just join and cheer us on, and maybe do something similar, or report to us when you do your fitness activity to cheer us on and keep us going. And me and Jay and Christian and David, that blue jeans guy, cricket. I can't make the cricket noise. Anyway, we need you, and we want you to join us. So watch for it.
Oh, Miss Bacon, thank you again. Excuse me. Miss Bacon, thank you again for calling. I'm assuming that that's what you were trying to get all the lovies and the ding-dos. Baby, it's not a ding-do. And all to do. And y'all, evidently there's some sort of face space thing where you go and report everything, and y'all, this is yet another reason, yet another excellent reason why Big Fatty is not on the face space. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, this is an Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudie in Tampa with a surgical event of a lifetime to report. Oh, think that's the wrong sound for the report. Let's try this. Well, I'll be getting that second titanium hip on Tuesday, October 29th. So I'll be in the hospital for Halloween. God, I hope they don't dress up like ghouls and monsters and zombies and all that crap. I'm going to be wearing out that morphine pump. Anyway, that's the report. Ciao, man.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Guru Nudy. And first of all, Guru Nudy, thank you so much for calling. It's been a... It's just been a month of Sunday since we heard from you, and it's always lovely. And, you know, you can call at times other than when there's a medical malady, you know. Anyway, we just love to hear from you. And Guru, we hope it all goes well. We'll keep our fingers crossed. And, you know, Guru, I know I've shared this story on the little show in the past, but, you know, one year, Big Fatty had the hernia surgery. And, y'all, it was at Halloween, or as some people refer to it, Halloweeny. Big Fatty, that's hella vulgar. And I had come out of the surgery. And, you know, they put you under the gas mask. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you in a gas mask. This girl that worked here at the coal mine, she had dressed up for Halloween as a witch. And so she came by to to see me after work. And we had a visit and everything. And later on that evening, I spoke to the Hatterina. And I said, well, a witch came by to see me today after I'd come out of surgery. And, you know, she thought, well, he's just crazy. He's just as crazy as he can be. He's just crazy, just crazy. And, she thought I was on the antiseptic. And I just, you know, I had to explain later on about the witch coming by. Big Fatty, you're just silly.
Hello. Bacon.
Hey, Fart Bacon. Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
Three things. One, Larry Vader, have I told you lately how much I love you? Two, I have a technology question.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
It's technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online, the last word in technology.
And the question is, where do I get a BBM number? And three, October 30th or November 1st, we'll be starting another 30-day ad challenge. So please come join us, squats and abs. All right. Okay.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh. Oh.
Goodbye.
Oh, dear, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon again, and Big Fatty, no surprise there, and Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you for really pushing that squats and abs. Big Fatty, when you say it, it's just vulgar, but Miss Bacon, now, Big Fatty is not exactly what you are asking on the technology question, the EBM number, for Big Fatty. EBM is emergency bowel movement. Be ready, Volga! Which goes right along with what happens when Big Fatty does squats. Be ready, it's just Volga. It's just Volga. But if it's not emergency bowel movement, may I suggest calling the best produced podcast out there? That'd be DI Plus. Yes, McFaddy.
Hello.
Happy
bacon.
Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
Bacon. Okay, so I'm listening to the game night, guys, and I think I have like 40 left, and then I'll be caught up. Sorry, everybody else. You're like totally getting backlogged. Anyway, but I guess that's better than backlogged. So anyway, I'm listening to the show, and they are so famous. They have Joan Rivers on their show. I kid you not, Joan Rivers is on their show. Anyway, they're just cute. So, all right, well, I am having a most boring day. I am extracting like a 1,000-page PDF into like probably 300 pages, 300 separate files. So I'm about ready to, well, I feel like I could eat a horse, so goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Oh, I can't say that. Goodbye.
Oh.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello.
Big Fatty, what was she doing? I don't know. Y'all, thank goodness Guru Nudie called today, or it would have been all bacon all the time. Yes, Big Fatty, that should be your call letters. All bacon all the time. But, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And I just can't imagine a PDF being that large. Big Fatty, you can say that again. That's just vulgar. Now, the last thing on my list today, y'all, is I want to talk to you, excuse me, about the new software, the new operating system for the Macintosh computer. Big Fatty, shouldn't you have some sort of special music or something? Oh, yeah, I guess I should. Y'all, I sat here Tuesday night, and y'all, I forgot all about downloading the new operating system and everything, and so I finally got up, and I downloaded it, and y'all, it took a long time for it to download, and y'all, then it had to install itself on the computer, and you know, I guess that's kind of normal when it's a new operating system and everything, but y'all, it just, and then it got to the very end, and y'all, on the install, and it was just like, you kept saying 1 minute to go, and y'all, it must have sat there for 20 minutes on that 1 minute to go, and I was afraid, oh dear Gussie, what have I done now? You know, is it going to stop, and then the computer isn't going to start up, and y'all, I was running the scenarios, and y'all, I had taken some cold medicine, and y'all, I just was getting sleepy, so I'm sitting here trying to stay awake while the computer's doing the updates and everything, and finally at the last second it just updated, and y'all, I really like it. It seems to be working okay. Now, I haven't downloaded the new Banjo Band yet. I thought I'd wait until the weekend, so I'll have plenty of time just to ruin it. Big Fatty, that'll be just lovely! Oh dear Gussie, y'all, excuse me, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids, from out there in San Francisco, so nice, they named it twice, y'all, is Calvin and JR from the Howdy Do Pancakes, and, y'all, it sounds to me like, there was a subliminal message there, and you know, if I had to guess, I think that they both want Big Fatty to come back to San Francisco for just an injection of Southern hospitality. Is that right, JR?
Y'all. Now that we've got Big Fatty on the mind, y'all.
Oh, you can have Big Fatty wherever you want him. Vulgar!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.